bad day. Happy weekend, Harrison.
Thank you, Stephen. Good morning. Three Cameroonian boxers will be in the ring today in the final in their categories at the ongoing 21st African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa. Victoire Ongene in the 75 kilograms, Bernadette Kweye plus 81 kilograms, and Marcia Wang in the 48 kilograms will be battling for gold medals against their opponents. Meanwhile, Beb George in the 86 kilograms and Dorian Nyangono in the 48 kilograms category won bronze medals for Cameroon already. The coach of the Cameroon boxing team, Alain Didier Ngacha, is positive that his boxers will grab all the gold medals today.
I'm very happy for my rehabilitation. On April 2024, I was destituted by the board, but illegally, and the Congress had decided to rehabilitate me because they judged that the procedure was not respected. That's why all those federations, they have signed a statement saying that I'm rehabilitated. I am happy. We have many challenges. I know the house, and we were already forward in building the house, and I know what I have to do because I'm used to do it, and I will improve again.
And that was Mr. André Bazi Kelong, who has been confirmed as the Secretary General of the African Boxing Confederation. This was during an extraordinary General Assembly of the Association that held in Kinshasa yesterday. The participant reinstated Mr. Kelong after he was unjustly suspended by the ousted bureau at the helm of the association. In the meantime, the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ferdinand Ilunga Luyoyo was appointed interim president of the association. He takes over from Ethiopia's Berhanu Eyasu, who has been suspended for what the term violation of their ethics and management tools of the organization. And you heard Mr. André Bazi Kalong said how he is happy about the decision to reinstate him. The captain of the SNH Velo Club, Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, alongside five teammates, Nunawe Kwere, Rodrigue Chofo Fabrice, Jeremy Kosoko, Steve Oriol, and Michel Boris, begin to compete in the 32nd Burkina Faso Cycling Tour today. The race that has 10 laps will kick off today with the first lap, the Kulbila Tekodogo 136 kilometer stretch. In basketball, Zone 4 qualifiers to the 2025 Basketball African League will begin this Saturday at the Japoma Sports Complex. Kaji Sport of Cameroon will play against Mwanda Basket of Gabon in the opening match, while Abel's Basket of Central African Republic will take on Showsport of the Republic of Congo in the second match. In the Zone 4 Women's Basketball League Africa qualifiers still to take place in Douala, Fab and Batistian of Cameroon compete against King Africa of Equatorial Guinea, ISB Makumeno of and ISB CNS of the Republic of Congo, and Neba of Gabon. On Saturday, Bastistian will play against Makumeno of the Republic of Congo, while Fab will take on CNS still from Congo. And the African Zone 4 Volleyball Club Championship continues today in Brazzaville. The Brazzaville Congo with the two matches. Cameroon's representative in the competition, Little Team of Douala and Port Autonome of Douala, who won their first matches, will be in action today. In the women's category, Little Team will play DGSP of the Republic of Congo, while in the men's category, Little Team will take on Guard Republican de Volleyball of the Republic of Congo, while Paul Autonome takes on IS Gendarmerie Volleyball of Congo. And out of the country, goalkeeper of the Indomitable Lions, Andre Onana, and midfielder Carlos Baleba have been shortlisted for the 2024 CAF Player of the Year award in the two categories. Carlos Baleba is nominated for Young Player of the Year alongside Lamine Camara of Senegal, Elise Ben Segui of Morocco, and seven others. Onana will compete against Ronwell Williams of South Africa, Stanley Nwabali of Nigeria, and seven others. The ceremony will take place on the 16th of December in Marrakesh, Morocco. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku. Back to you, Steve.